such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you...
Hello? Hello and welcome to The Winds of Change. David Carollo sitting in today for Father Anthony, and welcome. Coming close to Holy Week, and so as Lent winds down, it's a time to really become reflective, I think, for this.
Welcome, Dave. Welcome, and glad to have you on the show with us today.
Yes. So, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, we have you, so go right ahead.
Okay. David Carollo sitting in today for Father Anthony. Sorry for the technical glitch here, folks. So noontime, so let's start with the Angelus, if we can. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. So let us maybe say an extra prayer today for our Holy Father, who is hospitalized, don't know much about his condition other than he had some respiratory and possible heart issues. He is 86 years old, so we need to keep him in our prayers. So let's say a quick Hail Mary for the Holy Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So welcome to the show. We're having a few technical problems here today. My apologies as we come on to the show today. It's always good to fill in for Father Anthony. And we're coming up to Palm Sunday and, of course, Passion Week and then Easter Sunday. So we always ask everybody, how did their Lent go? It's easy to I just recently wrote a blog about, first about Lent and another one about how we probably all failed somewhat in meeting our Lenten promises. But that's all part of going forward. We pick ourselves up and we move ahead. Thinking of just a little bit today, being at Mass this morning and the readings and how the church brings us now into this time coming into Palm Sunday and the story of Abraham and our Lord, you know, our God saying directly to Abraham, you know, this is the covenant. I will be with you. You know, the Lord remembers his covenant forever. And it is really, really true. And then, of course, the next reading talks about the gospel talks about, you know, Jesus in Passion Week. Now, of course, how he's challenging the status quo because you know, they've gotten away from the ideals that were given them. And, the lack of acceptance of the Messiah is becoming more and more apparent. And, of course, it leads to the crucifixion, to the passion, the crucifixion. So, and it has to do with, I think, very much, we think of Abraham and his covenant and his great consecration to God, how he stood out there. And he, you know, even when he was asked to offer his own son, how he came forward and just did the will of God, even if it meant giving up his beloved son. You know, so it talks about consecration. And of course, I am the executive director of the World Apostolate of Fatima, Our Lady's Blue Army. And we are, consecration to Our Lady is the key to our work. Now, Marian consecration has really grown increasingly in the church over the past century, you know, particularly in recent decades. And St. Louis de Montfort, whose feast day is the 28th of April, was a catalyst for this movement of consecrating oneself to Jesus through Mary. You know, he famously called his consecration the surest and fastest and easiest way to Jesus. You know, we did everything, you know, to Christ through, with, in with Mary. The purpose of doing a consecration is to set yourself aside for holiness, a holiness which is gained through Our Lady by imitating her and garnering graces through her Immaculate Heart in order to serve her Son, Jesus, with pure hearts and intentions. You know, many people have done a 33-day preparation program of Marian consecration and have picked a special day in the year to make their consecration. They will then renew the consecration on the same day every year. I myself did so on the Feast of St. Joseph, and we find it to be very special to renew it properly. You know, Pope Francis recently called for renewal of consecration of Ukraine and Russia to the Immaculate Heart, which is what he did last year in union with the bishops and all the faithful on the 25th of March, 1 year ago. And as the body of Christ, led by the Holy Father, we're coming together to ask our mother to set aside these nations and to make them holy for the sake of peace in the world. You know, asking us to renew this consecration doesn't mean in any way that it didn't work. On the contrary, it's a reaffirmation of our trust in our Holy Mother that she is at work in the world with her Son, you know, for the sake of peace. We have no idea what might have happened in this past year had the Pope not and with the bishops had not made this consecration. So, you know, while many people do a consecration, they don't really know how to live it daily, perhaps, or they easily forget about it. Sister Lucia's life really was an example of how to live as consecrated to Jesus through Mary daily. She learned from the heart of Mary. She herself lived a devotion to the Immaculate Heart, and she spread it throughout the world. That was her main mission given at Fatima. Mary told her God wished for this to be established in the world. And Sister Lucia did follow that for the years that she spent bringing out the Fatima message when Our Lady had asked her, you know, or told her when they asked if they would go to heaven. And they said, yes, Jacinta and Francisco soon, but you, Lucia, must stay a while longer to make me known and loved. And doing that is bringing about this consecration. You know, so there's a reason why Mary came to Fatima to ask this. St. Louis de Montfort gives us a clue when he talks about the latter times. To say we're in the latter times, perhaps we are, I think we are. When God would raise up a people especially devoted to the Holy Mother Mary, and with her they would drive out all idolatry, schismatics, heretics, and together with her crush the head of the serpent. Think about that. Think about being one of these special people in this time. And it's possible many of us, I think, have been called to that. We're all called to that, actually. So there's no doubt we're living in difficult times, to say the least, and these call for heroic faith and love. But God is still at work in the world, we know, and it is this work really through each one of us. You know, You know, we can again, you know, turn to St. Louis de Montfort, who seemed to understand these times when he wrote this, when he said, Mary has produced together with the Holy Ghost a God-man, and she will consequently produce the greatest saints that there will ever be in the end time. The formation and education of the great saints who shall come at the end are reserved for her. Let's all hope that we're part of that call to become great saints. With me here today to talk about this new initiative in our apostolate in the world apostolate of Fatima on a 33-day Fatima consecration based on the 33 chapters of Sister Lucia's book, Calls from the Message of Fatima, is Teresa Gray. Teresa helped put this program together with us, with Clay Ministries, and with a young married couple from Canada, Ken and Janelle Jasinski. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Yes, I'm sorry for that little technical glitch we had coming on here, but that does happen. So, especially when we're trying to talk about something as important as this, I think. That's correct. I think the devil comes at us with both barrels, but that's okay. So anyway, but thank you again for coming on today. And Teresa, I wanted to maybe a little bit about yourself. You know, of course, you are from the Covington, Kentucky division of our apostolate, the World Apostolate of Fatima, and you're the co-founder of Clay Ministries. You know, now it says you're a mother of nine and a former director of finance for a Fortune 500 company. So now retired, you're probably doing more in full-time work promoting this consecration to Jesus through Mary. So tell us a little bit about your journey coming into this.
All right. Thank you, David. Yes, that's correct. I have nine children, and I'm grandmother of 19 beautiful, lively grandchildren.
There you go.
And, and I am working harder now than I ever have. Because I believe so much in the devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart that she takes us, of course, as St. Louis Marie de Montfort said, it's a sure way to be united with our Lord's heart. And so my road leading to consecration is one of those roads often traveled by those who find themselves on a path of discontent and with what the world offers. And I was very fortunate enough to have my husband accompany me and support me in searching for a balance of happiness in our life and raising nine children. And yet I was working full time with a high level position, but I was very discontent. So 30 years ago, in desperation, but in prayer, I begged Our Lady to help me find what is it God will for my life. I was hoping she was going to save a failing business that we went into after trying to leave corporate life, which I finally went back into. But instead, what she really did was she intercessed for me, and God's will was that I continue on by saving my parenting skills, I believe, and to bring my faith fully alive. And I am ever so grateful for that grace. I was quickly steered to praying the rosary and then going, the desire to go to Mass more frequently and then adoration. And from that process of the rosary, the Mass, adoration, and having a more full understanding of what it takes to live really within the grace and life of Christ, I decided to consecrate myself to Jesus through Mary. And in that consecration, I realized the responsibility of keeping on the path to holiness. And that brought me then to an understanding of that I should not have that only for myself, but that this way of life really deserves to be promoted to others. And that is why that we kind of gave birth to a very small organization called Clay Ministries, to developing the consecration to Our Lady, now called the Fatima Consecration. And it was our journey to try to assist others to come to conversion by living a life of virtue. But it didn't stop there. It really went on, because in that path to bring others, it brought us to the World Apostolate of Fatima, where we feel very at home to be.
Yeah. Well, I think, and that's just how we have melded this work. This is the same work we're doing, and we're so happy that you're part of our apostolate doing this work right now. Patrice, we have to take a little break here now. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little more about how this came to be with Clay Ministries and then how you came to the story of the videos and all that were put together for this. David Carollo is sitting in today for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on the EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and an 88.5 FM WSFI.
St. Stanislaus Koska Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
I'm Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Koska, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
This is Father Wade Menezes of the Fathers of Mercy and host of EWTN Radio's Open Line Tuesday. Heavenly Father, we ask that this Lenten season prove grace-filled for each one of us, allowing for a humble examination of self that is Christ-centered and which fosters a greater awareness and love for the three eminent good works of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Welcome back. David Carollo is sitting in today for Father Anthony on Winds of Change. And before I get back to my guest, I want to bring up some events that are happening in Chicago. The Chicago Blue Army of Our Lady of Fatima, the World Apostle of Fatima Chicago, is having, of course, is holding every month the all-night vigils on the weekend of the 28th and 29th now, next month of April. And this is always held at 5900 West 147th Street at the Missionary Sisters of St. Benedict. That's in Oak Forest, just 5900 West 147th Street, just east of Gaelic Park. You know, any more information, or you want to email the apostolate, it's ourladiesbluearmy@gmail.com, or you can call them at 312-405-6625. So we're here with Teresa. Welcome back, Teresa, and thanks for being on the show again today. And I want to ask a couple questions. How did the whole work of Clay Ministries and the producing of these Fatima consecration videos come to be with Ken and Janelle Jasinski?
The Clay Ministries' sole mission when we decided to form this apostolate work was to promote Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. We believed in Our Lady's Fatima message to promote her Immaculate Heart, but we had to dig in and say, well, what did that mean, to promote her Immaculate Heart? And so in doing so, in trying to study Our Lady's messages, we came by the book Calls, written by Sister Lucia in her own words. And it so happened that this book, which is almost a catechesis of Scripture and the messages of Fatima intertwined with each other, had 33 chapters in it. And having all of us haven't already made our consecration using the St. Louis Marie de Montfort way of preparation, realized that perhaps we could offer to others a way of consecration by Lucia's words using these 33 chapters. And we thought it was important at the time to think of a way that would really invite those that perhaps don't have time. You know, in today's world, people suffer from having time, quality time, to do anything. So we thought, well, let's try to get the heart of the message in each chapter and offer it to others through a video, 8 to 10 minutes long, would that hold their attention is the question that we ask. And could 8 to 10 minutes really capture the core message of each chapter? And so we prayed about this for several months. And then finally, right before COVID hit, we decided to go ahead and contract a young couple from Canada, Ken and Janelle Yasinski, in doing this work. Now, we chose Ken and Janelle because we had seen much of their work already. We loved their style. It was a very homespun style. They sat in their couch in their living room. Sometimes, their children would pop in and out, and we loved the manner in which they showed the affection to their children, and it wasn't a disturbing thing. But yet they were able to carry on the conversations with their videos and really be very precise and expound on the messages that they were trying to bring, whether it was from Lucia's book or whether it was another saint that they loved to use the saints, to quote saints. So this is how it came to be. So we contracted them. It took about 8 months for them to produce the work, and we released the videos right in the middle of COVID. And we thought, well, this isn't going to go anywhere. But in actuality, on our first consecration, we've done one other consecration on the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Oh, we got about 10,000 people that did their consecration, which we thought that was magnificent.
Amazing numbers, really.
It was, because it showed us that there is an interest. Sure. And there's an interest by young people, and especially those that are parenting children. They're looking for a manner in which they can embrace their faith while, yes, having the challenges of raising family. But it's meant for everybody, just not families that couples that are growing families. This consecration is meant for all those that want to renew their consecration and understand what is it Our Lady was asking Fatima for ourselves.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Not to interrupt, but this is the thing about the COVID times. If there was a good thing that came out of it, families got to know each other again to a great degree. And I think they started becoming involved with family-based things. I think people saw their children better. They came to understand maybe things that they weren't seeing when they were gone every day, as we all are in our busy lives. And I think that this idea of the need to come together and, again, be consecrated, we need a protection. And that protection is, no protection is as good as what we can get from God and Our Lady, of course, through God or through her. And that is really beautiful, because you said the timing you thought was bad. No, your timing, I think, was perfect coming out through COVID,
Yes, I think it was a great grace, unknowing to us. And yes. I think that's one of the things that you find out when you make your consecration.
Yes.
One of the things, one of my weaknesses has always been controlling the wheel, especially when I was in corporate life. Everything was about control.
Sure.
But when you make your consecration, you lose control. You give
everything
to Our Lady and Our Lord, and they are in control. God is in control. You allow that to happen in your daily life. And it is the most comforting, peaceful thing that can happen to your soul, because you realize that you really don't have to be anxious about everything that is may or may not happen in your life. You can have that peace to give everything to God, and He will provide to you the grace to handle anything that comes that day or in the future. And this is the time that we need that kind of peace, that kind of hope. And Our Lady, we take a lot of criticisms as Catholics about giving so much to Our Lady. But, I always remind people, and I think you've heard this said, is that no one could have loved Jesus more than Mary, and no one loved Mary more than Jesus. And when you think of that, it's, oh, how dare we even question? And then to think that in Fatima, it was not Mary that came on her own to give us these messages of how we should maybe live our lives. It was God that sent Mary, because she does nothing apart from God.
Oh, exactly.
And when I put that together, when I'm like, this is God talking through Mary, through Jesus, through Mary, it's like really perked up my ears, my spiritual ears, to listen. So for each one of us, personally, Our Lady came to ask for the devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And consecration is that formal recognition to our Lord, to devote ourselves to Mary in its fullness so that we can have an understanding of her role in salvation history.
Yeah. When you take the total consecration as St. Louis de Montfort, prescribes, you give everything. You give your good actions, you give all your benefits, you hand them over to Our Lady, and you say, use those as you see fit. Okay, so we can pray for things ourselves. Certainly, we can pray for our loved ones, pray for people, pray for, for intentions. There's nothing wrong with that. But the reality is, you're handing over all of your benefits, all to Our Lady to use them as they're most needed. And that's the surrender that you're talking about, really.
Absolutely. It is a surrender because, even when we do a family rosary with my greater family, my sisters, my brothers, I have 13 brothers and sisters and their families.
Wow.
When we say our rosary, we have special intentions. But bottom line, we end it with, but we give everything to Mary, whatever her special intentions are first.
Right.
Because she, and as you know, even Father Michael Gately had a wonderful book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, which we did that consecration as well.
It's
and
classic.
He explains that no matter what you give to her, you're not depriving yourself of anything, nor your loved ones.
No. You will be protected. You will be taken care of.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And that is really the key. And it's trust. That's the trust that we have to have. We turn everything over. I gave a talk during the year of Mercy, I remember, and I was talking about the door. We had the door of mercy at the Blue Army Shrine in New Jersey, and I remember saying that every day I walk through that door, and then I say to myself, okay, I'm consecrated to Our Lady, through St. Louis de Montfort's program. So I have to give that to her. But I say to myself, but if I'm going to die today, remember me, okay? Remember that plenary indulgence that's coming. but the reality is, you don't even have to worry about that type of thing because you are going to be taken care of. When you do things in charity like she's asking us to do, you are certainly not going to be forgotten.
I agree. And charity is an important virtue to have. Everything has to be done in the utmost charity, how we see ourselves, how we live with our brothers and sisters in Christ, always in charity, trying to understand, their hearts as well. We have to be the model of the life in Christ through Mary to gain conversions. We pray for conversions, but we are also a source of conversions, and that's what Mary wants to use us for, to convert her children to her son's heart. So many people, think about Fatima, as really, the miracle of the sun and all the speculation of all that, but the core message of Fatima was to stop offending God and to live a life of holiness.
And also the request, are you willing to offer your life in prayer and reparation for the conversion of sinners? That's what we're asked, okay? That's what the children are asked, and we're asked through them, right? That we must, we must be living those lives of charity.
And I think that kind of life requires us to understand her Immaculate Heart, why she asked for it. And I believe unless you really understand Our Lady's love for her son, it is difficult for a person to say, like the martyrs, I'm ready to die for Christ.
Yes.
Can a person say that today? Should be able to say it because he gave his life for us, and we want to obtain that life with God in heaven.
Right.
And if it requires us that sacrifice ourselves, we must be ready to say yes for that.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And not only for the conversion of sinners, we always forget the part of what is it to repair for the sins, our sins and the sins of mankind. And yes, that is reparation in prayer and in sacrifice that we still need to do for the salvation of the world.
And that is the Catholic message, the Christian Catholic message. Fatima brought nothing new into the equation. It's all there. But, Teresa, we have to take another break here. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about how people can get involved now in the program themselves. David Carolla is sitting in today for Anthony on Winds of Change on EWTN Catholic Radio, Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750, WNDZ on an 88.5 FM, WSFI.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule? Work? Or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
I'm David Carollo, Winds of Change guest host, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located 1 block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
Welcome back. David Carollo sitting in today for Father Anthony on Winds of Change. And for more information on the work of our apostolate, you can go to BlueArmy.com. Real simple, BlueArmy.com. Many resources on not just the consecration that we're talking about today, but the Fatima message and how to participate. You can sign that pledge, that beautiful pledge that was put together in by our founder with Sister Lucia in 1947, and it is this is the formula that Sister Lucia wanted, so that people would live the Fatima message. So, Teresa Gray is here with me today. Teresa, welcome back, and thanks for being on the show. The consecration will be starting again here now, preparation on April 10th. Is that correct? Concluding on May 13th. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. Okay. So, if anybody is interested in signing up for the consecration and understanding what they can expect from it, I would encourage them to go and register as soon as possible to on the World Apostles of Fatima website. Just go to fatimaconsecration.org. Yeah. This will take you to the World Apostles of Fatima website, and there you can enter your information. There is no cost involved, no meetings to attend, and you can do the preparation, the 15 to 20 minutes a day preparation, with flexibility anytime during the day that you can do so. Once you're registered, you can expect an introductory video on April 9th, which is the night before the preparation starts on April 10th, and it will explain to you how best to go about your preparation for consecration. A reminder that preparation is 33 days, and on the 34th day is when the consecration actually takes place through prayer. So every day you will get an email with an 8 to 10 minute video, and with that video, we strongly suggest to to do a rosary every day. Now, the young couple that is featured on these videos, Ken and Janelle Yasinski, they're a Canadian couple who are parenting their seven children, but they have produced really beautiful work. They have an amazing rosary that they will lead with these videos. So again, it's an 8 to 10 minute video and a rosary daily for 33 days. And on the 34th day, it is your choosing. It is your choice whether to do the consecration or not. And that consecration is a formal prayer given to Jesus through Our Lady. Last time there were several thousand participants. There were very good comments on how they loved how these two young, this young couple connected to the individuals, and they appreciated the insight and understanding the individual calls to holiness that are written in this book, which is called Calls, and how one can apply them to their daily state of life. So we really encourage everybody be part of this movement of consecration of the world. Really, that's what, how I see it, is like we have to each promote Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. That is what our God asked of us, to promote her Immaculate Heart, to have a devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And so after you make your consecration, we ask you to just continue on to live it, and if you can promote it by inviting someone else to take part of it, then that is what she's asking us to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I always say when you're going to do something like this, the devil's going to throw so many roadblocks in front of you for the very simple reason this is such an just a beautiful way to make your way to salvation. You're doing it through consecration to Our Lady, who's going to watch over you in so many ways. If you make this consecration and you do it with the right intention and you live it as best you can, and that doesn't mean you're never going to fall again, you're never going to have problems, no. But what's going to happen is you're going to realize that you are really, truly are a child of Mary. And this is what she presents, is this way of life, this way. I mean, people look at the Holy Family, look at Our Lady particularly, and even St. Joseph, and they said, oh, it must have been beautiful. They lived in bliss, you know, in the presence of our Lord, and that, well, I'm sure there were blissful moments, but think of the sorrows and the difficulties and everything, the flight to Egypt, the losing of the child for 3 days, so many things that everybody goes through, so many parents and others go through every day. But it's just you know that you're attached to something very important. And I have to say, I mean, I think it's brought me back many times. You know,
David, I'd like to read something to your listeners on what Lucia said to Father Augustine Fuentes in December 26, 1957. And I read it because this puts into light, you know, the struggles of the world today and what we must do. But Lucia said, Father, the Most Holy Virgin is very sad because no one has paid any attention to her message, neither the good nor the bad. The good continue on their way, but without giving any importance to her message. The bad, not seeing the punishment of God actually falling on them, continue their life of sin without caring about the message. She is giving two last remedies to the world. These are the Holy Rosary and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Father, the Most Holy Virgin did not tell me that we are in the last times of the world, but she made me understand this for three reasons. The first is because she told me that the devil is in the mood for engaging in a decisive battle against the Virgin, and a decisive battle is the final battle where one side will be victorious and the other side will suffer defeat. I'm going to end there, but I would like to say this to the listeners, is that we are in a time where we must hold the line and advance. And the way to do that is with Our Lady as our general, Our Lady with the rosary, holding back evil and advancing forward. So I invite everybody, please listen to Our Lady's call to promote and to have a devotion to her Immaculate Heart.
Yeah. And that is the Fatima message, okay? The Fatima message is for people to return to living in accord with the Gospels. That's the first part of the Fatima message. You do that by consecrating your lives in general, by this formula, of course, in a more beautiful way, but then by, you know, now bringing others. You know, we don't hold what we have to ourselves. You know, we have to promote. We always say that our mission is to learn, live, and then spread the message of Fatima. Well, if you're not spreading it, you really have only you're being selfish. If you have something this special, if you have something as special as the knowledge of this consecration and what it can do for you, if you're not promoting and bringing it out to people, you're failing. You're not as failing, but you're not fulfilling what is requested.
That's correct. And I do want to bring up one other thing, David, because some people will say, well, I don't do internet, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't have internet or just, you know, you're really prefer to have a book to follow mm-hmm. along with the consecration, then I would suggest you contact the bookshop at World right. Apostles of Fatima and mm-hmm. order the book for calls, and perhaps you can get it in, even if you don't get it in time, you can start in, you know, whenever you get it, and, you know, read the messages according to Lucia through the book. I think you'll find them very profound.
Well, and they are. They really are. And, you know, it's funny to say, I mean, my mother used to teach De Montfort's True Devotion. I remember when I was younger, many years ago, of course, she passed away many years ago, but she would teach it around in Chicago, the Archdiocese of Chicago. Then later, when they moved to Michigan, after we were all gone and were on our own, and my parents moved to Michigan, and but she taught it for years. She never had a computer. You know, she had all these beautiful mm-hmm. books, and I mean, even when I took my consecration, I was a pretty young man. It's many years ago, and. You know, we didn't, this was before the age of the internet and all, with really even computers. And it's there. I mean, if some of us who are a little bit older probably sometimes prefer having a book sitting there, you know, than having something online. But the reality is it is available. Okay. And come to BlueArmy.com, shopfatima.com is our gift shop or online shop. And we have all of those resources, because this is what the apostolate is. But you know, going back to what the essence of consecration is, you know, we really promote the reality that especially the leaders in our apostolate all must have some degree of consecration. And we truly do promote St. Louis de Montfort's consecration for those who are going to be in leadership positions, because I think it gives you an understanding and maybe puts yourself in a mindset to understand where we're supposed to go with things, how we're supposed to move forward as leaders in this apostolate, how we're supposed to present this message of really of salvation, okay? And I think those who consecrate themselves to Our Lady, and you can attest to that, have a better understanding of how we present ourselves to others.
Yes, I agree. You know, St. Louis Marie de Montfort was a priest, way ahead of his time. We need him today more than ever, his spiritual writings on true devotion to Mary. And I would highly recommend for anyone who has not done the St. Louis Marie de Montfort and wants a really in-depth study of Our Lady to do that particular consecration. Yeah. It is more lengthy. It takes time, but worth it.
Well, and that's just it. It's more than just a simple. We can all pick up a consecration prayer, and we can say it, and that's efficacious. Nothing wrong. It's beautiful to do that. But this requires a change of life. This requires you, or at least, to be and it is a change of life. It's how will you live going forward? Will your thought processes go to what Our Lady do with this? How would she approach this? Okay, how does Christ? We're making our consecration to Jesus, you know, through Mary. So we're doing it through the vessel that can show us the best way because she knows better than anybody what God truly wants. I mean, she adores at the highest place in heaven, something that the angels are envious of, okay? So you know that when you go to her, how am I doing this? Direct me properly. So, yeah, that's very important. Teresa, I got to take one more break here. And when we come back, I'd like to wrap up with a little more about consecration, your thoughts on things going forward, and how we as an apostolate, as well as people who are just coming on to just hearing us for the first time, might approach this. David Carroll in today for Father Anthony, Winds of Change on the EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WSFI.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when Masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
I'm David Carollo, Winds of Change guest host, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Is there someone who has deeply offended or hurt you? Yes, I know this is painful. So, must you forgive? Yes. Do you mean everyone? Yes. For everything? Yes. Are there not exceptions? No. Decide to forgive. Forgiveness is a choice, a decision. Listen, nothing good will ever come from reliving resentment and bitterness over offenses. Reject such thoughts and feelings by immediately crowding them out with prayer, by allowing the Holy Spirit to fill you with the mercy of Jesus. When we refuse to forgive, we imprison ourselves in a deep, murky dungeon. Let go, forgive swiftly, and soar out of that dark dungeon into the brilliant, warm light of our Lord Jesus. I'm Jim Littleton, forming FaithfulFamilies.com.
Welcome back. David Carollo sitting in today, and my guest is Teresa Gray. She's still with me on the show today. And Teresa, the best way to speak about living consecration is to talk maybe about notable people who have lived it. We know that many, various popes and saints, St. John Paul II used the spiritual writing to consecrate themselves, and many others did. How does the Fatima consecration parallel to St. Louis de Montfort, and how some of these people, like the Holy Fathers, how they lived it, and how do you see their example to be used for people in living this consecration?
Well, I think the hallmarks of living the consecration is definitely to be faithful, and constant in all things. I think the gospel tells us not to be fickle. We have to be, they say hot or cold. Well, we need to be hot for Mary. We need to be faithful and constant and not forget. We have to work. We have to put effort not to forget our consecration. And that's why I recommend either the short consecration prayer or even every morning to, when you get out of bed, the first thing you do is to bless yourself or kiss your scapular or just say, Mary, I am all yours and your son's. But to live it faithfully, because you need that starting grace for your day. And living the consecration is definitely all the precepts of the church. It's the commandments. It's, faithfully going to Mass. And that's what this book that Lucia wrote addresses is living the precepts of the church is living the holy word. And again, that is, consecration is the fullness of all that, is living your life in the fullness of your Catholicism. And so again, it is to be faithful. I think that's the main word. Mary ever faithful. We have to be faithful and constant with our consecration and not let it be one of those quote-unquote programs that we did, because consecration is just not, it's not a program. A consecration is the adoption of an apostolate in your heart for Our Lady, and that's how we should look at it.
Yeah, that's beautifully put, because you look at what we ask in this apostolate when people sign the pledge, you know, pray the rosary daily, five decades at least, and of course to make your morning offering, and it's exactly what you're talking about. I offer you my thoughts, words, and actions of this day. You know, oh my Jesus, I desire today to gain every indulgence and merit I can, and I offer them together with myself to Mary Immaculate, that she may apply them to the interests of your most sacred heart. Well, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
You know? It does.
And that's really, you're right, that's how we should start our day, with that morning offering, which is your consecration. And of course, you know, obviously making the true devotion, the consecration of St. Louis de Montfort by his formula, you're taking it obviously a step further. You're making it, it's more of a life change, but we should always offer our day, you know, and then end our day with prayer. I mean, you know, before you go to sleep, when you first wake up, you should start your day in communication with God and end it with communication with God, you know. And I think
that's
true.
And to impress on everyone that Our Lady will lead you. I mean, we all start on a different point in the journey to Christ, right? And so
right.
Our Lady will lead you and teach you, form you, and love you through that pathway.
Yeah.
And I was wanting to say, David, real quick, is when you go to register on FatimaConsecration.org, on that landing page, also, I believe there's that offering to do the to listen to Father Hugh Gillespie.
Yes.
On his on the writings of Saint Louis Marie de Montfort.
Yes. Yes. And those are beautiful. Those were those he filmed those. Of course, there he is a de Montfort father. They know the spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort in a very special way. They all live it in a very special way, but they understand it. And I think I know even I was speaking with Father Gillespie about the consecration and how there's a lot of consecrations out there. But his point was, you know, just be sure that it's not, you know, that I think a lot of people, you know, take it a little lightly. You know, they don't go through the whole preparation like you're talking about in the program here, because there's preparation involved. You know, again, like I said, anybody can pick up a consecration prayer and say it, but there's more to it than that.
I recommend everybody stick to it, especially for the last 10 videos, which are amazing. They are on the commandments, but the teachings in them are just outstanding. So
they
just
really
stick to it, finish the whole journey.
Yeah, I really highly recommend these videos. So when I saw them, I was very impressed because I think you're watching people who are living. You know, it's one thing to listen to a priest or to listen, and Father Gillespie's talks are spectacular, okay? But it's one thing to listen to a priest or religious who lives the consecrated life, but you can relate to this couple living a family life, okay? And, you know, we're asked to live our daily duty. That's what Fatima calls for. Live according to your daily, according to your state in life, you know? That's how we're supposed to live. And for most people, watching this married couple with these children and all that doing this, you see yourself in that a little bit more, I think.
That's correct. And I believe also that we learned that if once you start doing your consecrations and keep journeying on in life, maybe year after year after year, when you're reconsecrating yourself, you're finding that you're going to end up with St. Louis Marie de Montfort in front of you, whether it's now or later, because the level of his spirituality is something that you really want to capture in your heart. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. No, he really was a very special saint because I think, and again, you know, because of his his consecration to Our Lady, that's what, you know, really makes, you know, it makes this a really, he, it's like Our Lady was speaking through him. Okay, it would say Louis de Montfort that you can see that what he presented is what was put into his heart, because he, you know, he truly understood the need for us to turn our lives, in his case, to turn his vocation over to Our Lady. Mm-hmm. But for all of us, we have to look at that as being our model. There's no better model out there. We know that.
And there's no better model than to sanctify the family, and we need to sanctify our families, because that's the cradle. That's the place where all vocations to the priesthood and religious life, to single life, to the married life, everything comes out of the family unit, that sanctification of the family, and we have to sanctify our families.
Yeah, it is the foundation of everything, and obviously that's why I think, you know, why the family is the focus of attack by evil. In this period of time, you break down the family, you break down everything else. If you want to tear down a building, you just destroy the foundation, it will fall. And that's what this is about. So when people complain, and of course we hear this all the time, oh, these priests, oh, these bishops, oh, these people there, okay, maybe they're not living up to their vows, okay? But what is their foundation? You know, good families bring about good married people, bring about good religious, good single people, they, like you're just saying, you know, the foundation is what you learn at home. And when you look at crime, and you can, how many, I mean, every statistic will show you that, you know, unfortunately, some of the biggest criminals come from broken homes, you know, and how sad that is. It truly is. And so, yes. And so when you have people who are living, you know, trying to reflect Christ and Our Lady in their family life, trying to reflect the Holy Family, you know, it is something that does create, and we know many you know, people who, unfortunately, on both sides of that, and I can tell you, we see the problems that exist often, and you can almost always bring that back to difficulties in the family, and it's very sad. Mm-hmm. So this is why what they're doing, what this consecration is all about, what we're all about, I think is really what we need to keep as our model. It is the Fatima message. You know, the Fatima message, we talk about bringing about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Well, you know, that triumph is going to come when we merit it. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, there's no date set for that. Okay. On this date, it's going to happen no matter what. No. It doesn't work like that. And that's why even the Holy Father asking for the consecration again a year after, renewing the consecration here, is so important. You know, and the consecration he did last year did not say that the one in 1984 by St. Pope John Paul II wasn't proper or wasn't real. Now, people argue that all the time, but that it wasn't done right. No. The reality is, you know, the things that happen, every consecration has value. Okay, so we always consider renewing a consecration, whether it be a major consecration such as that, or as we're talking about on this show today, our individual consecrations, because that is the key to it. You know, we consecrate our lives to Christ, to God. I mean, our goal is to get to heaven, and we're only going to get there if we follow the examples that set, and you know, particularly by Our Lady. So we're, anyway, Teresa, that's the end where this music. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it. And everyone, we'll be seeing you next time. God bless you.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shallop is strong, but but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide.